You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. If you spend any time around fitness, bodybuilding, or sports nutrition, you've heard the same phrase over and over. Creatine is the most researched supplement on the planet. That line gets repeated by doctors, trainers, athletes, and health experts across the spectrum, and it sounds impressive. But here's the honest question. What is creatine, really? What are you actually putting into your body? And why is it so universally praised, not just by bodybuilders, but by endurance athletes, older adults, and even researchers studying brain health? Let's break it down. Creatine is a natural occurring compound made from three amino acids, arginine, glycine, and methionine. Your body already makes it. It's produced primarily in the liver, kidneys, and pancreas, then stored mostly in your muscles with smaller amounts in your brain. About 95% of your body's creatine lives in skeletal muscle. Its main job is simple. Creatine helps your body rapidly produce energy. Specifically, it helps regenerate ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is your cell's main energy currency. When you sprint, lift heavy weights, jump, or perform short bursts of high-intensity work, ATP gets used up fast. Creatine helps recharge that. In food, creatine is found almost exclusively in animal products, red meat, fish, and seafood. That's important for later. Vegans and vegetarians typically have lower creatine stores, not because anything is wrong, but because plant foods do not naturally contain creatine. Creatine is not new. It was first identified in 1832 by Michael Eugene Cherival, a French chemist, while studying meat extracts. The name creatine comes from the Greek word for flesh, but it didn't become a supplement until much later. In the early 1990s, creatine gained mainstream attention after Olympic athletes began using it, most notably during the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. From there, research exploded. Creatine earned its reputation because it works consistently. Research shows it can increase strength and power output, improve performance in short, high-intensity activities, support muscle growth over time, and improve recovery between sets and workouts. That's why it's popular in weightlifting, sprinting, football, soccer, hockey, and CrossFit. It doesn't magically build muscle on its own. What it does is allow you to train harder, recover faster, and perform better, which over time leads to results. When you supplement creatine, most commonly as a creatine monohydrate, it increases your muscle's phosphate creatine stores. That means your body can regenerate ATP faster during intense efforts. Think of it as having a larger backup battery. It does not act like a stimulant. It does not spike your heart rate. It does not act like caffeine. It supports energy availability at the cellular level. So, is creatine only for bodybuilders? No. And this is where things get interesting. Recent research has expanded creatine's potential benefits beyond the gym. Studies suggest that creatine may support cognitive function, memory, brain energy metabolism, and healthy aging and muscle preservation. This is especially relevant for older adults and for vegans. So is creatine vegan? Yes, with an important clarification. Modern creatine supplements are synthetically produced. They are not extracted from animals. Most reputable brands use a chemical synthesis process that does not involve animal products. That makes creatine monohydrate vegan friendly. However, not all labels are equal. Always look for creatine monohydrate, third-party testing, and clear vegan label if available. Here are a few trustworthy brands. While this is not an endorsement list, some well-known brands that consistently test their products and disclose sourcing include Creapur, Thorne, Now Sports, and Clean Athlete. The key is not the brand name. It's transparency, testing, and simplicity. Creatine monohydrate, no fillers, no gimmicks. Creatine isn't magic. It's not a shortcut, but it's one of the most well-studied, consistently effective supplements available. For athletes, it supports performance, For vegans, it can help bridge a natural dietary gap. And for aging adults, it may support strength and brain health. The real takeaway is this. Creatine works because it supports how your body already produces energy. And when you understand what you're putting into your body, you can make better, more intentional choices. For more conversations like this, exploring food, supplements, performance, and vegan living, visit vegansexplore.com/podcast. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. And as always, we are daily podcasts. So we'll see you tomorrow.